On today's episode, I'm excited to have a colon and rectal surgeon, Dr. Eric Haas, join us. Dr. Haas is an internationally recognized expert in colon and rectal surgery, but he's also a visionary. He, as founder and president of his group, was working with his group when they realized that they wanted more. They wanted to stop paying rent to others, and they wanted to develop their own project and development. They didn't know exactly how to start, but he's going to describe what got them to move, what got them to create a project that is on the cusp of opening. I hope you enjoy this conversation with Dr. Eric Haas. Welcome to On the Brink. I'm really pleased today to be having a conversation with Dr. Eric Haas. He's a colorectal surgeon, internationally recognized, and part of the Houston Colon and Rectal Surgical Group. So welcome to On the Brink, Dr. Haas.
Oh, well, thank you.
How are you doing today?
Doing great.
It looks like it's been a busy clinical day for you.
Yeah, no, it's going great. We're just getting into the end of our day and, ready to go on.
All right, sounds great. Seeing you're in scrubs and in clinic, can you tell us a little bit about your practice just to kick this off?
Oh, sure. So I'm a colorectal surgeon. My name's Eric Haas, and I'm the kind of president and founder of our group. We're called Houston Colon and Surgical Specialists. We're in Houston, Texas. And we're a private group, very closely affiliated with hospital systems, HCA in particular. There are 10 surgeons, 4 nurse practitioners. So we're a total of 14 providers in our practice. We have 6 locations throughout the medical center in Houston, Texas, and some of the greater Houston area.
It's really impressive. Congratulations. And I know you're impacting a lot of lives with the work you're doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, for colorectal surgery, right, our biggest, inpatient surgeries are like colon cancer, diverticulitis, but we do a ton of outpatient screening for cancer, colonoscopies would be one, but mainly like we call anorectal procedures, hemorrhoids, fissures, fistulas. And with having 10 providers, we obviously have a large volume of outpatient procedures that we provide.
So in addition to your stellar clinical reputation in the work that you and your group are doing, you're also an entrepreneur. And I think you could be labeled as a visionary. I understand that you bought land and are working on a big project building there. Tell us a little bit about how you got interested in real estate and development as well as clinical practice.
Well, I mean, I think it's backwards. I'm not so sure I'm interested in real estate, but I'm definitely interested in taking opportunities and turning them into reality. So, when you have a group with so much patient care and patient flow, and we're growing. And so we were looking to open up an office in a new market in Katy, in West Texas, West Houston, called Katy. I met with some, corporate or real estate brokers specializing in MOBs. And I was kind of, getting tired of paying rent to other facilities and entities. And so we really wanted to see if we could open up an office in which we own the land and we were basically paying rent to ourselves. But at the same time, we're very interested in exploring another ASC venture, in particular with HCA Healthcare, because we've had a lot of joint ventures with them and it's been really great for both sides. So the idea kind of blossomed that, hey, we need an office. It's going to have a small footprint. Our office is no bigger than 3,000 to 5,000 square feet. But we want a bigger venture. And so obviously, if we do an ASC and an office and then bring in other providers that would do the same type of outpatient surgeries we do or procedures, we can have them be part of it and develop more of a center of excellence versus just a doctor's office.
I really appreciate that because we've been talking about how patients like that too, right? They really want to come to a center of excellence where they can see the team and be really efficient with their time as well.
100%, 100%. And the vision was to, so one of in the colorectal world, we work very closely in particular with gastroenterologists. I mean, many other specialists, but there's a lot of crossover and there's a lot of co-management of patients. And so GI practitioners also have a very high volume of outpatient procedures. So the whole idea of a center of excellence would be kind of in GI health. And that's where sure. kind of this idea was born.
So I think it's fantastic that you had a vision, right? And you understood that scale and combining like services that are complementary really worked. How did you go about taking that initial thought and vision and bringing it forward?
Well, good. There's the hard part because the idea makes a whole lot of sense. Okay, we have an office. The GI friends have an office. We all have a surgery center on the first floor and it's a mega center. Okay, that's great. But I think the barrier that exists is getting it off the ground, literally and figuratively. Right. So what I decided to do along with my partners, because we, you know, have an equity, shared equity, is just to find the land, purchase it. And then we, you know, if you build it, they will come. We figured, look, if we find land and get it, we feel that we can convince everyone else involved to come on board. But if you sit on the sideline and wait for someone else to do it,
right,
everybody kind of waiting for the next person. So we basically got together enough funds, had a great broker from CBRE take us around and look for everything you want to look for, an area that has, you know, a high population, growth, commercial insurance, medical needs. And we found a really awesome area in West Houston called Katy and a really great plot of land. We just purchased it. We purchased it without any commitments, without any. And we said, you know what, worst case scenario, we have a piece of land. We'll sell it or we'll mow the lawn. We'll do something with it. But we had to get the ball rolling. And that's how we got it. That's how we got it rolling.
I love that you took control, right? You had a vision and you, by going out and buying the piece of land, you were in the driver's seat. You took control.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I'm not sure we knew what we were doing at the time, but we knew it's, you know what, it's an investment in our future. And we feel strongly that if we control our future, we're going to be very successful.
I appreciate that. And it sounds like you went to a trusted broker that was able to help you with the research to know where to buy that land. And then what happened? Now you have the land. Where'd you go next?
So we had the land, and next we needed a corporate partner, which we had great relationships with HCA. We were already in a couple of their surgery centers. They have phenomenal management and throughput and everything you can want. So we went to HCA and said, hey, we've got a beautiful land. We have several surgeons and GI doctors, you know, who would be interested in an endoscopy. And by the way, we want to build a building and have our offices there. And naturally, they love the idea.
That's fantastic. Did you have difficulty or challenges creating a structure that worked for you and the other independent groups that you wanted with you and the hospital, or did it happen quite naturally?
No, it was very difficult. The easiest part was just buying the land. But the easy part was the idea sold itself, like you're saying. Like the idea sells itself. We had a great
rational.
And ACA was like thumbs up, green light. I think the next biggest move was finding a developer. Even before you can get people committing to, you know, well before you get people signing on the dotted line, you need a business plan. You need a trusted developer and a partner. Nobody's going to sign off on a deal until they know all the bits and pieces. So I think we hit a little bit of a wall. And the next big step, so if I can say, well, what would you do different? I think there's a little stalling until we were able to interview. I personally interviewed several different developers. HCA even had some that they've worked with in the past. And I did a lot of due diligence, met personally, and I think that's when we developed our relationship with NextCore.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And it's important, right, to get the right fit and make sure that you have a trusted partner that can help with the business plan and bring the capital forward. So 100%. It's also, yeah, that was a big step. And then tell me about the process, right? So you found the developer, you're working on the building. How's it gone for you and the group?
Well, yeah. I mean, we found the developer. And by the way, at that point, that's when we were able to really put the deal together. There's no way I could put a deal. I could do great surgery. I'm very confident in what I could do. And I think I'm one of the best. And hopefully your doctors always think they're the best, if not one of the best. Yeah, but I was smart enough to know that the idea was great, but getting it to the finish line, I needed a lot of help. NextCore basically took it from there. I mean, it was a great decision to get them. They had worked with an HCA project before, so they had some success there. And once we were able to kind of get this to the people that do this all the time, to the pros, or, you know, once we were able to get it more to NextCore to work with HCA, and then we each kind of took a step back, the rest has been very smooth sailing.
I'm glad to hear that. And I also hope that you've been informed along the way, that the project is going really the way that you envisioned it, because I think that's the most important thing for physicians, right? You didn't give up total control. You're part of the team.
I feel as much as part of the team as I did before. The difference is before, when we really didn't have everything set in place with the developer, with NextCore, et cetera, there was a lot of pressure. The pressure all completely got off my plate. My job is to operate, save lives.
We want you taking surgery. Care of patients. Yes. Absolutely.
Right. So, So once it started building and developing, oh my goodness, like it's been incredible. I drive by it on the highway and I look, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. It's coming along great. They're more responsive than I am, honestly, with NextCore. They're like, hey, come take a look. So anytime I want I'm as involved as they want me to, or, you know, either way. So it's been very smooth, better than really I could have imagined.
That's fantastic. And it's really important, right, that you can concentrate on what you do so exceptionally well and know that your project's moving along. My understanding is you're looking to get completion in about a month here.
Yeah, I can't believe it's happened like that. I mean, it's very fast. And again, you're totally right. I mean, I'm in office and clinic operating day in and day out, seeing patients, having family time. That's huge. I'm really into Little League with my kids and all that sort of stuff. Wow. It's not all business. It's not all work. But this part of actually doing, I have 100% confidence. I mean, I'm a huge control freak. I think a lot of doctors and surgeons
are. Yeah. Yes. And we want that. Right.
But with this project, I'm like, it's just going on and I'm not even paying attention. I'm just walking in when it's ready. And that's kind of what's happening.
Cool. So you talked a little bit about the struggle early on and finding the trusted partners and all of that. For surgeons that are just thinking about taking this kind of control and this kind of move, do you have other advice for them?
I do. So, I have a lot of friends in the real estate business, et cetera, et cetera. So in reality, if you're looking, you know, there's a compromise. So if my goal was to make this the most profitable investment for me personally, I'd cut everybody out. I would be putting nails in myself. Okay. Because people are like, oh, you're giving away some control, the economic benefits of this project. And I probably am, but you know, you have to make a decision. Do you want a turnkey operation? And this was really the advice. Do you want something turnkey, or do you want to get your best friend to come build the roof and another friend to come put in the toilet? And then at the end of the day, the whole thing is not meeting code. So I have a lot of friends and people I know say, hey, don't give this away to developers. Don't, you know, do it all, you know, yourself. I can't tell you. I am so glad I didn't do that. I think there's that challenge. Like, am I going to grassroots this myself? Because again, we like to have control. We like to feel that we're the best at everything. But I'm smart enough to know that I work with great teams. That's what I think makes me successful. And when you do a venture like this and you've never done it before and it's brand new, bring in the experts and let them do what they need to do.
Right. I really appreciate that. And I think all of your years of training, we trust that you've got the expertise there and others can bring expertise on the real estate side. I just want to come back to ensure that your voice is heard, right? That while you're giving some control up on the development side, the risk is to the developer as well. But really continually ensuring that we're building on what you want, what your vision is, that outcome that you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. I couldn't imagine having to provide any sort of oversight or decision making other than what the signage is going to look like. And, you know, wow, that's, you know, that's some pretty cool stuff there. But yeah, this is one area that, and by the way, you can get as involved as you want. You can walk the site daily. You can learn how to do, you know, where this goes and where that goes. And you can become a pretty well informed on how the project goes. I kind of took the pathway once it got off the ground, take a back seat, let them do what they do. And it's coming along beautifully.
That's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate your time, Dr. Haas. I think your commentary, your experience is going to be really helpful for surgeons that are on the beginning side of this journey.
Yeah, I hope so. It's been really fun. It's been fun with my GI colleagues that are involved in this project with us. We kind of brought in two groups and we've really very much aligned. The patient, let's not forget, I really believe is going to benefit the most. I mean, they're going to come see a GI doctor. They get found with something. They need surgery. We see them and then we do surgery. Guess what? All of that's in the same building. You can't get better care than a situation like that.
Yeah. And I think patients really are expecting that now, right? They want that, if you will, one-stop shop, that experience. But I also think, to your point, that close coordination, we know patient outcomes are better when, in your example, right, the GI physician and you as the surgeon and the team really work closely to develop that care plan. And you can do that when you're in the right facility and working together.
Yeah. So I think that we still haven't even seen the true benefits. And that's what's probably the most exciting part about this whole project.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait. I'm hoping maybe we can catch up in 6 months or so once you've been open and operational and hear about the great care that you're providing and how this is going for you and your partners.
I look forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Haas. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope that this interview with Dr. Haas was insightful for each of you, that you heard from a peer, a well-known colorectal surgeon, president and founder of a group that has grown, to be able to provide feedback to you. So Dr. Haas and his group, they were looking for more. They didn't want to continue to pay rent to somebody else. And so they took the opportunity and went looking for land and purchased it. As he said, they didn't have all the answers at that time and thought, well, even if we buy the land and have to sell it, we can do that. And then the next big step was finding a trusted advisor, a developer to work with them to bring the deal structure together. So again, Dr. Haas said, I'm an expert in surgery, and that's where I want to spend my time and energy. And I want clinic space and OR and procedural space that works for me. And what I really, really appreciated with Dr. Haas is it kept coming back to the patient, finding the partners and the building and the design and all of it that worked best for improving patient outcomes. So as the Ready Room wraps up today, I want to leave you with Dr. Haas's advice, which is keep moving forward. Think about what you and your practice need and want to provide excellence in patient care. Find trusted advisors to work with and look forward to opening your development that meets and exceeds your needs and the patients that you're caring for. Thank you so much for joining us on The Brink.